systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Monday, August 10th, 2009. And of course, my name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
And thank you guys so much for being with us for episode number 230. This is the Monday night show. If you are listening live, thejamhole.com/feedback. You can type shit. We'll read on the show. Oh, you can give us a call, 462-044-687.
Right.
How the fuck is everyone doing?
I think I'm okay.
You in particular.
Me in particular? Why?
Because...
that job thing.
Well, no, not even that. The last you guys all heard was, blah, 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 blah. That's the end of the show. Good night. Blah. And that was it.
Oh, well, you were being a douche.
And you were being hormonal. But we're fine now.
Yeah.
Wink, wink.
Sure.
Everything's cool. It was all Red Fox's fault. Thanks for that. You have to admit, I will admit, I was being an asshole. I listened back, and I said some asshole things, and I apologize. But you have been kind of moody. You have to admit.
Yeah, but still, that gives you no reason to be a douche.
Stop calling me that. I hate that.
Douche.
Started off strong. Good. So, I spent a lot of time this weekend on Facebook. Been communicating with people, getting the word out for our live show, which is September 25th. We are celebrating 250 episodes. You'll see the poster is up for all the local people. I do, real quick, want to thank every local business today that has let us put our poster in their window, that now knows what the fuck a podcast is, that now also knows what that logo is that they've been seeing everywhere. They maybe had to scrape it off a couple places on their persons, their places, their things, whatever. That wasn't me. I don't have any control where those stickers end up. I apologize for that.
Yeah, right.
But now you know. September 25th, Anna's. What's Anna's? I don't know.
Not a clue.
It's an awesome restaurant where I work. It's going to be great. Well, I don't really work there much anymore, but it's going to be fantastic. So I was spending, you know, a little bit of time on Facebook over the weekend, and it's weird. Like, I'm friends with so many people now just because of the show and because I found people and they found me that I used to go to school with and whatnot. And I'm watching it, and it's like this – it's weird to me. It's like this huge wave of, like – it was Friday, and everyone was like, yeah, it's the weekend, this is awesome, 2 days off from work, and then Saturday and Sunday, it's all like, oh, lazy, caffeine-filled Sunday, perfect, and this and that. And then, like, Monday morning comes, and everyone's like, bah, fuck! Like, it totally has this weird fluctuation, and I don't know, I didn't really ever spend a whole lot of time on Facebook, but now, because of the event, I'm checking the RSVPs, and who's coming, and who's not, and who might be, and this and that, and it just was funny to me, like, watching it build up. And everything's awesome, and then everything
just crashes.
Yeah, it totally crashes. You know what that tells me?
What?
Everyone hates their lives. Everyone. The only time they're happy is when they're getting wasted, forgetting about how awful their lives are. Which,
well, you know.
I guess, that sucks if you have a job that you hate.
Hey.
So how was your first day at Teletech?
I also now have a job that I hate.
Will your Facebook status update? Oh, it's Monday. Fuck my life.
I don't do the Facebook thing.
Oh, yeah. You don't know how to use Facebook yet.
Yeah, it's lame.
You say that because you are used to MySpace and you're not used to
it. I gave up.
Which is sad.
I didn't want to fuck with It's stupid. I have one fucking thing that's a MySpace. Why would I want another thing that's almost exactly the same? It's retarded. But why would I want two?
I started with MySpace, and then when we started the show, I was like, oh, I should get a Facebook. I want the show to be accessible to everybody. If you have MySpace or Facebook or whatever, I want you to have access to it. So I spread.
I just don't have a need to get on Facebook. Well, I have a Facebook. And I haven't done anything with it.
There's no picture, no nothing.
Nothing.
As far as I know, you're not even coming to the live show.
Nope.
You're undecided so far.
On the forums, though, I'm there.
That's good. And I made a page on thejamhole.com. I haven't linked it to any, like, slash anything. But if you go to thejamhole.com and look under our pages, the different site navigation, you'll see one that says 250th episode. And I noticed that if you're not a member of the forums, you can't read any of that shit at all. Like, some forums you can post on, or you can read, but just not post if you're not a member. Like, Ning doesn't let you do shit. So, for those that aren't a member of thejamhole.com/forums like they should be, you can just go to the site and look at it, and it's all right there. It's also on thejamhole.com/Facebook. There's an event there. It's all over the place. And thejamhole.com/map. You can see the Google map I made. With new icons.
Which is wonderful.
You actually can make your own icons, which is totally awesome. So I'm making some of those here and there. It's fun.
Whose idea was that?
MDS's, I thought.
That was my idea.
Someone before that, though, was like, it'd be cool if you could have your own icons. Maybe it was you. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure that was me.
Okay, well, it was you. Thanks for that idea. You can make the rest of the icons since it was your idea.
No.
No.
But anyway, okay. My day at Teletech.
I was reading some of your Twitters while I was on my way to work, just on my phone. I'm like, I wonder what she's posting. This can't be good. And holy shit, dude. It's like high school, isn't it?
Oh my God. I walked in and I was like, okay.
Teletech is like Facebook, but in real life, kind of.
Yes.
But not as, you know, people will hold back in real life because they're afraid to get a punch in the face. But on Facebook, they'll just say whatever.
Yeah, no, I walked in and there's like a security door and you can't like come through and
yep.
shit.
They pat your shit down?
No.
Is that a gun in your pocket?
No, it's my penis.
You're just happy to see me?
That's my penis.
Oh, you're a Hermie.
Yeah.
Got it. Is your name Lady Gaga?
No, she had to give me, a temp badge or whatever. And had to badge me through, and I couldn't get through the door because I'm like, how does it go? I don't get it because I was the first one to walk through for the fucking trainer class. There's nobody else there.
You just touch it.
Mine was retarded at first. Like, it wouldn't go. And she's like, oh, it's my fault. I used Sharpie over this, and it's
nice.
Fucked up. And I was like, God damn it. You know, and I got through finally, and I went into the break
finally,
room.
Like, what did this take, like 10 minutes?
Like 5 minutes, dude.
No
shit. I was like, pissed, man. I was like, what the fuck?
I picture it being like those revolving doors, and you, like, totally getting stuck in it.
It is revolving
Are you serious?
Doors. They're glass revolving
that's,
doors.
That's new since I've been there.
Or they're the...
Nuisance?
Nuisance? New?
New since I've been there. Right.
New pause. Since
got it.
Got it. But, no, they are the revolving doors, but they're big, thick plastic. Like,
bulletproof. Because people, I don't know if you know this or not,
they're
but
plexiglass.
People go postal at Teletech.
I don't know, dude.
You might want to invest in a bulletproof vest. I'm just saying.
But, so we had to go sit in the break room where we would get, you know, collected for our class or whatever from our team member.
Herded?
Basically, dude. And we
did
went
have,
in there.
Did they have cattle prods?
No, they should, though.
They fucking ish.
Keep me awake. But, I go in there and we just, dude, the whole day went kind of like this. Higher point? What?
Yeah.
Break! Cigarette, yes.
Good.
You know, and it just on seriously.
Are you on the actual computers yet, or is it still all like orientation? This is where everything's at.
No, they're making us go through some classes on the computer.
Are you
learning shit?
Are you learning anything, or is it all that you've known?
I've known all this shit
from dating me and having computers to play with.
Yeah,
right.
That too. No, but there is some other stuff they're like trying to teach us how to like. Have these certain web pages open while we're taking calls so that way if there's like any question we have, we can just type it in a certain thing. And
right, your resources.
Yeah, all
yeah,
that shit.
You got it.
They're just making sure we know where they all are and stuff.
Right.
I totally fucking forgot where they are.
They had that shit at Stream when I worked there, and it was stupid because you had to you start at, say, 9 o'clock, so you had to be in your seat with all of your shit up, and these were old Windows NT boxes, like 4.0, I think, 4.0. So they took probably a good 8-9 minutes to load. No shit. You had to open up Oracle.
But you have to open that up to clock in, because the clocking thing is on the...
When I did it, you clocked in on the phone itself, not on the software. But as soon as you clocked in on the phone, you were taking calls. Because there's always a wait, because it was Quest DSL, and people were having hard times with it. So you had to get there 15 minutes early to get to your seat, and then get all your shit up, and then as soon as the last, like, hourglass turned back into the arrow, you're like, fucking phone, because if you're, like, a couple minutes late, they fuck you up.
No, they give you a 3-minute window now.
Oh, really? That's nice of them.
I guess.
Like, hey... upgrade your shit.
No, that and, like, when you log in and stuff, you have your clock in thing kind of like right there on your computer, which is all right, I guess.
So this is your career now.
Sure.
Until the jam hole takes the fuck off even more.
Right.
Right.
Oh my God, it was so lame though. I swear to God, if I... Oh.
Are you taking advantage of your time there spreading the good word of the jam hole church, if you will?
Oh yeah.
Nice.
Of course. And, oh my God, their computers are so fucking slow. It was ridiculous. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
That, and they're running, I doubt they have anything faster than cable there. They probably have CenturyTel DSL, and they're running probably a 500 computer network off of a DSL line.
They're
which,
trying to hire, okay, they've got sucks. Like 300 some employees in there right now.
Oh, yeah.
They're trying to hire on another 500.
Really?
Yeah.
What are they vamping up for?
Or maybe get it up to 500. I can't remember, but
that would make more sense.
Yeah, I think that's what they're going to do, but that's a lot of fucking people.
Red Fox says get a DS for your breaks. I have a DS.
I don't
and I
like
have...
Nintendo DS.
Nintendo DS is the shit, especially when you get a card programmer and you download the new games every month from ilovetorrents.com. Look me up. I'm Hasmatic on there. But I have any game you want for the DS that ever came out in Europe. In the States, or in Japan, if you're into that shit. I personally am not, but, you know, whatever.
I don't know. I don't really want a DS, dude. I like today, I went out and sat in my car for my lunch break and listened to the Distorted View show. And it was great, because I listened to it super loud, my foot sticking out the window, you know, smoking a cigarette, people 20, all around.
26 says, or go to the library. Oh, wait, Danny can't read.
Right, that's how I totally got through the whole day reading all that crap on the computer.
Right.
Which totally sucked. I was sitting there, I'm like, my eyes are going to start bleeding.
Yep. It's a lot of shit, but
and
you
can
do
like,
it.
They make these dumb, stupid fucking puns constantly, and she's like, haha, at least I can make someone laugh, and I'm just like, I'm fucking kill you.
I'm laughing because in my mind right now, I'm undressing you, and it's funny because you're fat.
Yeah, they, oh my God. No, really.
It's cubicle, dude. It's cubicle farm.
Seriously, dude.
They
I mean,
farm
there's
you.
Some people that are, you know, normal like me. And
the
you
ones
and
that
stuff.
Do meth.
Right.
To keep their weight down.
Right. But then most of them, dude, they're just fucking huge.
Do you notice that the snack machines are very...
Are everywhere.
Are everywhere and are very easily accessible.
Yes.
And are cheap.
Yes.
They make more money from
Qdoba
selling...
Qdoba caters to us during the week.
What?
Qdoba is down there running
oh, yeah,
the fucking
yeah.
buffet thing.
But what I was going to say is they make more money selling snacks to all the cubicle farmies than they do doing the call center.
Probably.
Like, they only have a call center there so they can sell snacks. That's the whole thing. I know your scam. I know.
Oh, man, it was so crazy, though. Seriously, if I was allowed to take a camera in there, which I'm not, and I'm not allowed to have my phone out, or they'll, like, write me up or some shit. But I guess there's a couple, like, break areas and stuff I can have my phone out. I'm so gonna twit pick some of them bitches. It's
oh, yeah.
great.
Fail whales all
oh,
around.
Oh, dude. Oh, my God. I had no idea this town was so obese.
I told you. That's why I always Twitter stuff like, hey, Flathead Valley, could you lose a little weight, please? Or, wow, you disgusting fat pigs. Or... just, oh, it's disgusting. That's why if you were following the jamhole.com/Twitter this Sunday when you went fishing and I went mountain biking around, and I took a picture of that big pig thing, I was like, this is the symbol of America. That is it right there. You are all a bunch of big, fat fucking pigs, and I am sad.
And today in my classroom or whatever, there's like a group, you know, one section of the building that's for the CDC side, which is, you know, the checking side, and you have your credit card side or whatever. I'm on the checking. And you have like four different rooms right there that are all classrooms. Okay, and ours was our first day, and there was some on like their third week and some on their second week and their whatever. But I hear, I'm sitting by the door, okay, and I can hear, and I'm like, oh man, I know who that is. And I, like,
our old install guy
comes around, and we all, everybody just herds out like fucking cattle, and I see him.
Yep.
And I'm like, I knew that was you, and he's like, oh shit. And we started talking. I was like, dude, you are so loud. I cannot wait to see you on the production floor, dude, because you're going to be over everybody.
His voice,
on the line, customers are going to be like, who is that in the background? Shut him up, please.
Yep.
He is so boomingly loud. It's, I don't know. It's crazy. Like, seriously, two doors down, man. I can hear him.
And his laugh, he's just, oh, and I'm glad
he's
you.
He's so cool, and I like his voice.
Oh,
stuff.
Yeah,
he's
fantastic.
So loud.
I'm glad you made a positive career choice and went to work at a call center instead of your install job that you had a truck at with a gas card and everything you could possibly need. All for what? A dollar more an hour? That you would have fucking made if you would have stayed at work till 5.
Right.
I don't get it. But whatever.
Well, there you're kind of forced to stay. So
exactly. But
maybe that was his issue. He didn't have enough authority. Maybe he's not as
there is so much
reliable
to do there.
Yeah, but he's not self-motivated is what I'm saying is probably the thing.
He's a wanderer for sure.
See, now, at Dave's and stuff, I was able to do that because I knew what had to get done. I knew what needed to get done because if I didn't get it done, then I'm
nobody
fucked later.
Would. That's
right.
Like with my shit. There's a bunch of stuff that to get done. If no one does it, like if I don't do it, no one does it. So I have to get it done.
So those no ones that don't do it, they don't really care because they're really just there for a paycheck. And when it becomes too lax and the boss doesn't get down their throat and say, what the fuck are you doing? This is how your day is supposed to go. You do this, 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 then this. And if you have extra time, then this.
And
if
the next
don't
day,
lay that out, then they turn in
to retards.
Yeah,
and
I
the next
so.
Day they get there and everything's done for them. So it's like, well,
they
cool.
need someone to push them. They don't have self-motivation to be in a workplace and be reliable enough to do things on their own.
Yep. That sucks. So we did a little fishing. I mountain bike probably, 30 fucking miles? I don't want to say I got lost, but I got to a point where I was
worried,
like,
for a little bit.
I know, because I was gone for a while. But, you know, we get super awesome cell service out in these fields. And I was taking some pictures of them.
Oh, fuck, dude. It was going so super fast. Yeah. It was like zip, zip, zip.
We get better service out in Lower Valley, out in the middle of fucking nowhere by the slough and all
Seriously,
these dirt roads.
It's the middle of nowhere.
Than we do in town or up here at the house. It's amazing.
It's so cool.
It's because it's all flat. It's all farm fields. Yeah. And that's where I took a picture of that airport. It's all just grass.
It's so cool.
Active airport.
That is so
so
cool.
You guys, if you fly up for the September 25th party,
we'll be picking you up there.
That's where you'll be flying into. No, we actually have a real airport, I think.
Yeah, and it has one terminal.
Yeah, it's awesome.
You have an outgoing terminal to get on a plane, and you have the incoming terminal, which the doors are right next to each other,
thankful.
So it really only has one walkway to one plane.
Be thankful now there is a walkway. Before, you used to just walk out on the runway and then get
on
the
ladder
plane.
Thing. Oh, yeah. That's so cool.
That was so awesome. Now there's like one of those things that actually
I didn't do that
moves.
In Georgia.
Yeah, fantastic.
A couple times.
I love our technology.
I
but
know.
We have fucking cable internet, finally.
Yeah.
That's a plus.
So, yeah, we found that cool spot down in Lower Valley.
Yeah. 26 says, Danny should become the Teletech call center Gestapo manager. She'll beat people with their phones if they don't do their jobs.
Oh,
I
dude,
see
they've
that.
Already asked me, like, I guess, forward myself towards management.
You do whatever. You can make good money there. If you can put up with the shit, you can seriously make, like, 15, 16 bucks an hour there. You just, you gotta do it though, because
but like three different people I've talked to, like, you know, that there was two trainers
and they're all,
today.
They're all people I went to school with, pretty much, and they fucked up, got
children. Not
the
people I was talking to today.
Well, right, but a lot of the ones I'm thinking of, they fucked up, got their chick knocked up, and now, you know, that's where they're stuck at, and that sucks, but it's good money, and I'm glad that, you know, they're supporting themselves and their fucking kids, but...
Well, I talked to, like, three different people today, and, you know, they've all seen my background check and my...
Good.
All that crap, and
as long as they don't
forwarded.
Call, as long as they don't call Famous Dave's, and they're like, yeah, she was a good worker, but they talk nonstop shit about us, so... It's like, well, don't be a fucking prick, and we won't have to. We don't talk shit about people we like. That's all.
Yeah, but I guess my application was forwarded to my head supervisor trainer dude.
Any application with managerial experience
does
that.
It was cool.
I
was kind of flattered. I was like, wow, dude, you know, I've never really off the bat been, like, looked at for management. You know, I've came in and proved myself and got it in 3 months, but besides that.
But, and to them, it's like... You have all this experience. To you, it was like, I needed a job, and this was all there was. But they don't know that, you know. Well, I'm sure they probably know that.
Well, I mean,
I have
management experience, and working in a restaurant as a manager, that entails customer service face-to-face.
Right. Yep.
Right? And that's a lot different than being on the phone. Actually, on the phone is easier than face-to-face. So.
Right. And a restaurant is a fast-paced environment,
exactly.
And they like that you don't crack under pressure. Like... To show that you stayed at that place from opening for 2 years after that is good, considering how many people they've burned through. Like, you've seen tons of people come and go since you've been there.
I've trained at least 150 people.
Exactly. And to show that you can put up with that, you know, is good. It's a plus for sure.
Yeah, and they talked to me about that and stuff during the orientation today, you know, out on break. And the lady's like, you know, with your experience, I don't see a problem. Because the lady that was actually... with the other person, she was kind of a, she had just got into that position, I guess, and she was riding along, piggybacking off the other chick, you know?
Yeah.
She had only been there for 6 months.
Wow.
And she's already, you know,
well, that's
a
good.
Lead trainer.
Especially if they're looking to bring in that many more people, they want to get the people trained that are there now and that have potential to be managers up in those positions quickly,
right away.
Exactly. So I would milk that for as long as you can possibly stand it, because you will make some all right money. It sucks, but
it is
we
super
have,
boring.
It's good, though. Look, you'll have weekends off. We'll each get a day by ourselves and then a day together, and you'll be off in time for us to do the show during the week. It's no more this me getting off and then you coming home 8 hours later or 5 hours later. So it's good. We'll have more time together, and you'll be making all right money.
Which will be nice. I think it won't be as boring as soon as I get to start making calls, because I can't wait, dude. I'm going to get, you know, people. Oh.
You'll have the insurance, hopefully. They'll have something, some kind of health insurance.
And sign up for the fattest fucking insurance plan they got.
And you're getting 40 hours a week. It's not like, oh, it's dead now. We're going to let you go early because we don't like you. It's like there's always people that need help with their fucking money that they spent that they didn't have, you know?
And the funny thing is we only service people in California.
Really?
It's just California.
I can see it being regionalized like that.
Well, there's quite a few locations around the U.S. and stuff, and I guess a bunch of them handle different areas. But they don't necessarily have to be living in California, but where they got their account at was in California. And so you get people from all over the place, but their accounts are in California, which is really weird. And they have, like, different systems of doing things.
Yeah.
Which is kind of odd.
Well,
but
and it's because, you know, each state might have different laws and whatnot, so I can see
that. Yeah, and it's kind of cool. Like, they're giving us this whole class on just California shit, so.
Right. Well, that's good. I'm glad. I think you'll make it there. You'll do fine, especially once you get into manager positions. Did you tell them about the days off you'll need?
Yeah, she forgot to give me the paperwork today.
Okay, make sure you get that. We already got, I know MDS is flying in to come party with us for episode 250. My best friend from when I lived in California when I was like 3 or 4, shout out to my buddy Keith. He might be coming down here or up here for this. So
cool.
It's going to be a good time. A lot of people that I've talked to so far are really excited for it. A lot of my brother's friends, a lot of my friends. They're all going to be there. So
yeah, I got quite a few people coming along. And then today at work, I actually met up with a friend I haven't talked to in about a year. And he's super cool. He used to work down at BMC with my ex.
Right, the meth addict.
Right.
Right.
And he's actually really cool and stuff, and stopped talking to him also. But he was way interested in us. He's like, oh my God, is that really you guys?
Because
I gave him a sticker. He's like, holy shit, dude, those are everywhere. I've been wanting to know what that was. And I was like, well, this is what it is. And he was super excited. And he's like, dude, you have to make sure I get to that party.
He will go.
And I'm like, dude, you know where it is. Show up.
Speaking
I'll be
of,
there.
Speaking of you dealing with people that have no money, excuse me, MDS says, Danny should be good at this since you guys are negative money experts.
Oh, yeah,
you'll know all about it.
I'm like, dude, I don't have any money either.
Fucking A.
So cool. You're you want to put some of my negative money into your negative money?
I know. You're preaching to the choir. So, yeah, you did some fishing, caught some fish, took some pictures. I biked like 30-something miles. I'm thinking of making another Google map because a lot, I don't know if it's just for the event, a lot of people, but I think we're at over like 400 views on that map, and I just made it like Thursday. So I was thinking of making one for like my bike, like just everywhere I've ridden my mountain bike because you can draw lines.
Put in some fishing spots.
And some fishing spots.
Some of my fishing
spots. Stuff like that. I think that'd be cool. So then we came back and we watched this movie called Grotesque.
Ah. And. Yes. Hey, wait, what did we do first? We came home and I dropped you off and then went back out fishing. And you, wait, what day was that?
This is Saturday.
Saturday?
I'm talking about when we watched the movie.
Oh, I went fishing Saturday too?
I don't know. Anyway, so we watched this movie.
You got your days mixed up.
Was it?
Yeah, because you went biking and stuff yesterday and I came back, dropped you off.
Yeah.
And you were like, I want to
Did we watch
play
a movie?
Yes.
Did
no.
we Okay.
We didn't watch a movie yesterday.
Saturday. Does it matter?
But we didn't go biking 2 days in a row.
I didn't say we did.
But you talked about Sunday before Saturday.
That's how I roll. Entropy. Roll
Get
with it.
Get your shit right.
Doesn't fucking matter.
Well, the day that you were biking.
To anyone that's biographing this, I apologize. It was actually Saturday when we watched Grotesque. Sunday when we did the mountain biking fishing thing. Cool? Are we cool now? Are we fucking cool now?
Well, no, because now you got to finish Sunday.
That was it.
No,
Sunday
it wasn't.
Was done. I jerked off and went to sleep.
No, you didn't.
I want to talk about.
Okay.
I want you to have this.
You want me to decipher
Christ.
Your own cryptic writing? Is that your problem?
Unbelievable. Fine. Forget the movie. I'm not even going to talk about it now. Grotesque. Go watch it. It's awesome. So after that, I made you get the fuck out of the house because, holy Christ, because of this right here. And I'm like,
no,
hey.
Someone wanted to play on live
I
video.
I want to play on live video with people. And I'm like, you should leave, because if you're here, it'll be too much like a show. I got the idea from Keith's rediscovery of music thing. He has people all come in, and they listen to old music and shit. And I'm like, huh, we should do that with hip-hop or something, which we never really ended up doing. So I'm listening. I think the first group we listened to was Lords of Acid.
Oh, God.
Just like, I was just amazed that, like, this porn star went on to do this, and then, you know, it was kind of funny. But so then I get a text, or I text Braden. I'm like, hey, I'm on live video right now just hanging out. You should hop online and hang out. And he's like, how about I just come over there? And I'm like,
yeah.
Fucking right on, dude. And so the whole time, it's just me and MDS and Burger, and we're just bullshitting and listening to Lords of Acid and some other fucking stupid, awful music and shit. And Braden, like, texts me. He's like, hey, can you I'm on my way. And I was thinking maybe he had a sack when he's like, I'll just come over. Like, I'll come over, get you blazed, and, you know, we'll hang out. And then I get the text, like, can you find me a sack? And I'm like, fuck! I haven't bought a sack in so long. I'm getting this new couch. By the way, this is the last episode you'll be seeing this hunk of shit.
Oh, really?
Or no,
yeah,
I'm sorry, Wednesday. I keep thinking today's Wednesday. Fuck me. But yeah, so one more episode and then the new couch. I'm excited for my butt to sit on soft stuff. So I'm like, maybe, and I don't know. I made a couple calls. Anyway, he gets here. And we're looking the whole night, basically. And I usually never have neither of us. Like, Montana, we have medical weed. Everyone grows it. Everyone has it. And once in a great while, once in a fucking blue moon, it will be dry and no one will have any. And I know it was Sunday and that was a shitty time.
It was
time.
A spur of the moment thing is
and
what it
that
was.
It was like I was, it was beyond, it was the last thing from my mind that like, because I don't have any cash to spend on it right now. So I was like, I can, now that he has money, sure, it shouldn't be a problem. Because like 2 days ago, four fucking people were like, hey, if you need a sec, I just got some good weed. And I'm like, cool, maybe on Friday. And then today, or, you know, last night, sorry to get the days confused again, Danny, like, nobody fucking had any. And we had, like, one last hope, and he was like, yeah, he's in a movie right now, he'll be out at 10:30. And, like, 10:40 goes by, and, like, 10:50 goes by, and I'm like, okay, it's 11 o'clock now. I'm like, I text him, I'm like, well, Braden's leaving now, so don't worry about it. So I go outside and smoke a cigarette, Braden leaves, I come back in, and my fucking phone rings. And I'm like,
and I
no.
I immediately start laughing, because I know what
and
it
we
is.
Said that as he was leaving. He'll be like, watch, I'll leave, and someone will call, and we'll have a sack. And sure as fucking shit, Cookie came through for us, and he's like, hey, meet me at Four Corners. I'm like, fuck, okay, bye.
Like,
and I
ran
like,
out the door.
I know, I ran out the door with my phone. And I'm like, he was already gone down the road, so I fucking called him real quick. And usually me and Braden will just text.
Yeah.
But in some instances,
if
a text won't do. I need your voice right now. And I'm like, he answers the phone. He's like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, that's what he said. I'm like, ring. Are you fucking kidding me? No, dude. Come back and get me. So we go down there and end up getting it and came back and we got fucking baked. We filled up the bong. It's been a while since we used that. Because last time I had it, I put hot water in it and then cold water and it cracked it.
You
no shit. I've done it before too, and I didn't think it would do it with that one. But it's just a shitty acrylic one we bought for the salvia experiments. But then, you know, we just used it for weed. So we got baked and just sat outside and bullshat for like 20 minutes, and we were just cracking up. I don't even know what we were talking about, but it was so fucking funny. And it made me just, I was like, this is why. We did such a great show together. Like, we fucking jive, man. And, you know, I didn't mention anything like, so this is the part where you ask me if you can come back to the jam hole. And he didn't mention anything. I'm like, well, we need to get you on a couple shows before the live audience show, just so you're here and you're kind of, you know, I don't want you totally out of practice for this show because I want him to be a part of it. He's helped me build this from the first 100 and so episodes, so it's still, this anniversary is his. But after this anniversary, it's me and you, babe.
Question?
Please.
Where's he gonna sit?
On my lap.
Okay.
With my hand up his shirt.
No, no. For reals.
I don't know, we'll figure it out, it's fine. So,
because I'm not moving.
Here? We're not doing the live.
No, if you want him on a few episodes before
show. He'll sit over there, that's fine, so.
Watch, he'll be all butthurt because he won't have
no,
a record.
No, he knows,
button.
And it was his choice. He knows, and that's fine. So, yeah, it was cool, though, because I haven't hung out with him since we stopped doing the show. I see him at Anna's every now and then where we're doing the live show at, and that's it. So, but everything's cool. It was good to see him and hang out and whatnot. And, yeah, Nacho Camacho says, at least you got blazed, and that's the important thing. And then today, I'm fucking, oh, yes, caller, please, you're live on the jam hole. Hello.
Hey, it's Ward.
Oh, what up, Ward?
Hi.
What's going on?
Ward from the Basement Boys with a Z, everyone. How the fuck are you doing, man?
Good. What's going on?
Not shit.
I don't know what you guys are talking about because I'm not live, but I do have something I want to talk about, though. What the fuck's up with the 10 o'clock start time for your 250th episode?
That's what time the restaurant closes. At like 9.
Oh, you have to have the restaurant has to close first? Is it going to be that bad?
Yes, the restaurant, yes. The fine dining part of the restaurant has to close before it needs to.
Yeah.
Is that going to be a problem? Is your curfew like 11 or something or what?
No, I got to figure out, I was thinking really positively about it there for a while today when I was talking to my wife, but then I know she's not going to dig the idea of having the kids there.
Oh.
So we're going to have to figure out something to handle that variable.
Well, I'll tell you what. There is a lot of, like, I don't know if she would be into this, but there's a lot of, like, drop-in daycares and stuff. If you guys come up.
I guarantee she won't.
What's that?
I said I guarantee she won't.
No? Okay. Well, and I mean, they're good places as far as I know. They're full of fucking kids. So
yeah.
I don't know. We have, listen, we have a second bedroom that we can just lock the door from the outside, leave a bowl of water, a bowl of food, and that should work, right? And how,
sure,
how old?
Some chew toys. You
yeah,
got that
exactly.
Kitten they can play with too, right?
We got a cat. It's fine. How old are the kids? If you don't mind me asking.
3 and 1.
Oh, fucking oh, bring them. Wow. There's nothing they're going to hear that they ain't heard out of your mouth, I'm sure.
Actually, I'm pretty clean around the kids.
Oh, are you? Okay.
Oh, well,
even at even at that age?
Yeah, because the 3-year-old is a fucking tape recorder.
Ah, okay, I see.
Everything you see, he's like an echo.
Gotcha. Well, there's a casino downstairs of where we're gonna be at, and a bar. I don't know if she wants to take him there, but it's smoke free.
It may end up being, like, we might come in and get a hotel or something, and it may end up being she hangs out at the hotel with the kids or something.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. There's that Comfort Inn that's connected to where we're having this place at, and that's where MDS is staying at. And it's, yeah, dude, it's going to be cheap, too, because it's end of the season. All their rates go back down after August 31st till, like, September 15th. So, yeah, and I'm going to go talk to that lady and tell her. I know one person for sure. If I can tell her that, you know, a few people are coming to this, we can maybe get a better rate. And that would be cool. Because it'd be awesome if you guys came up. You know, you're really close compared to MDS is coming from fucking Florida. I mean,
woo!
Come on.
Yeah, definitely. I'm working on her. So it's more promising than it was when I talked to you yesterday about it.
Well, that's good because, it didn't seem very promising yesterday. But I'm glad. I hope it works out. Are you going to bring what's his name? Your co-host, Josh.
Josh and Derek both expressed interest in wanting to come.
Good.
What's that?
Oh, I said good, good. You guys should all sure make the trip, man.
Yeah, we may make them in separate vehicles, but...
yeah, I wouldn't ride.
As far as I know, Josh is still planning on trying to make it for sure, and then I think Derek and Josh were going to try to come together, even if I wasn't able to go, so...
Cool. Well, I hope to see all you guys here, man. It'll be a good time, for sure.
It'll be super cool.
Yeah,
dude.
Definitely. I hope to make it. I think it'd be fun.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thanks for the call, man. You got anything else?
No, that's it, man. Have a good one.
All right. Holla back.
Later.
Later.
Fantastic.
Awesome, man.
I'm so excited for this.
Hell yeah.
I'm nervous.
We actually have people coming
but
to
I'm
this.
Excited. I know. It's going to be cool,
it's not just
though.
Going to be me and you.
No, and I told you it wasn't going to be.
No, it was going to be me, you,
and
Chris,
Bryn,
David, and Brayden.
And Chris and David. And
right.
Yeah, so it's fine. And Ryan's coming. He's going to do our filming for us, and it'll be a good time. So, right on. What was I saying now?
Before, grotesque?
No.
No? Did
no?
we totally
oh,
skip
Brayden.
That?
So, yeah, then he ended up leaving, and that was that. So, yeah. Red Fox says, will that show be downloadable? It won't be on the feed. We're going to turn it into either a DVD or just a video file that you can download for, like, $4 or $5, something like that. I don't know. I don't know yet. We may just give it away. It depends how much money we blow for this whole thing. So far, the venue is free, and then to get in is free. The food is going to cost money if you guys want to eat during the show, but I don't think it'll be that expensive. It won't be like normal menu prices. I think we're just going to make a bunch of pizzas
and stuff.
I
should get Chris to drop that $80 I owe him because of the business we're going to bring him.
Yeah, that would be nice. And then the alcohol we'll all have to pay for, but...
Yeah.
It's you guys got to remember, this is Montana. You're not going to pay $8 or $9 or $10 or $12 for a fucking drink, dude. Drinks here are way cheaper than
MDS,
any.
You will have a ball.
Yeah, dude. You know how it was in New York when we were there.
It is so smashed.
So much cheaper than there. Even in the liquor stores, everything is so much cheaper here, guys. That's why I wanted to do it. It would have been cool to go somewhere centralized, but I already blew my vacation spent in New York, and, you know, it's easier to have it here, even though we're far away from everybody. I'm glad you guys are making the effort to come out of here. It's going to be a good
Hell
time.
Yeah.
For sure. So, yeah, then I came back in here after I got super fucking baked with Braden, because we smoked the bong in here, and then we smoked outside, because it was hot as fuck in here. I went outside, and it was like...
I took the fan in the bedroom.
Well, that, and we had a halogen on and shit, and that makes it hot, but the AC wasn't on because it was making that god-awful fucking noise again, right? So we had to turn it off. We go outside, and it was like 50 degrees outside. It was so nice. And then in here, it was like 90, just with all the equipment and shit, even with the windows open. It was ridiculous how much cooler it was outside. But,
it was
good stuff. So, like I was saying, we looked all night, couldn't find it, and then finally hooked it up. And then today was my whitefish route again. And if you guys remember, like 2 weeks ago that I did this route, two times ago, I got a tip from that lady that has the medical marijuana. And she, because I gave her some jugs to grow her shit in, you know, all illegal, all on the up and up. And so, totally not expecting it. She's just like, here, this is what I grew out of it. And it was awesome. I told that story a while ago. So today I go there, and I was bummed, and I didn't ask Braden to, like, leave a bowl or anything. I used to do that when we did the show together, but now I didn't want to be like, hey, leave me a bowl since I'm Matt or whatever. So I didn't have any weed or nothing. And I go there, and she's like, here, this is for you. And I'm like, ah, you're so awesome. You're great. Thank you so much. And then I told her the story about how we looked and looked and looked. And she's like, you know, you could have just called me. And I'm like, well, I deliver to you. Like, this is a weird,
kind of weird
business customer relationship. I don't want to call up my fucking customer that I deliver to and be like, can you sell me some weed, please? I have my medical marijuana card. It's cool. She's like, no, it's fine. You should have came up. I'm like, well, it was 11 o'clock too. And she's like, oh, well, I am an older lady. So yeah. But she's like, anytime, you know, as long as it's before 10 o'clock, definitely, you know, come up. It's not a problem. I'm like,
that's
so
cool,
awesome.
Dude.
So today, oh my god.
She gave you two different strands, it
looks
like.
Two different kinds, and they
smell so orgasmic. I don't even smoke, but holy fuck, I'd tape that to my lip.
The most amazing weed. Better than the last shit she gave me.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Amazing.
So good.
Amazing. I need to get my medical weed card just for whatever the fuck,
just go and complain of migraines all the time.
My back aches.
migraines.
So
they can't
amazing.
Prove that you have them or you don't have them. And if you don't, if you just tell them you're into herbal medicines and stuff and that you're allergic to, you know, what the fuck's that shit called?
I have a pill problem, so I can't have narcotics. So
there
can I
go.
Have pot, please?
That'll work, too.
Oh, that's
They
awesome.
Will give you that for almost anything now, dude.
Yeah, they do. And that's great. So, we got an email from German Bob. He says, good day, Mr. and Mrs. Hole.
Good day.
Jam Hole. I just got that, like, just as I was saying that.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Like, not even when you read it to me before?
No, then I thought I had in my head that old Thrill Kill Cult song, Mr. and Mrs. Hole. And that's what I thought he was referring to, because we've made mention of Thrill Kill Cult.
Matt.
I'm sorry, I didn't get
We this host makes, and co-host the Jam Hole, Matt.
This makes more sense, though. Thank you.
Today, Jesus fuck.
This was from August 9th. So, today Danny twatted, got another thing from the Justice Court. They say they're going to send a cop to my house to make me go to jury duty. I hate this fuck. She should ask some questions about jury nullification. That may help to not want her anymore. And then he gives a link, more info, FIJA.org. So what that is, I guess, is you saying my belief system is that juries should be taken out of the whole thing. And if they think you believe that, they're going to not want you for jury duty. So that is a good idea for sure. Thank you, German bomb.
Yeah, but you still got to go in. And initially, I can't take the time off of work. Dude. I have to be there for 3 weeks.
They have to let you.
I don't want to know.
Well, they have to let you. And if you don't, you will go to jail. So you fucking better do it.
Well, that's don't all right because it's going to the other address.
It doesn't matter. They will come to your work and arrest you for contempt of court if you don't do this. Just go there. Say, I believe in jury nullification. This is silly. Hang the guy. Whatever. And that's it. They're not going to pick you. That's all. You have to go, dude, or you will get arrested. And then you'll be hanging out with Zach the Felon. And then when we go by the jail to say hi to him, we'll say hi to you. And maybe bring you a cookie.
Well, I've already missed like 2-3 days
of
it. Well,
you better pick the next one and get to it. Second thingy, the iPod Touch with firmware 3.0 supports control about the scrubbing speed in podcast listening mode, so it's much easier to skip small passages. My iPod Touch is jailbroke, so it is absolutely not 3.0 firmware, so I'm just going to wait until this one breaks and I get a new one, so thank you for that. And last and least, unfortunately, I can't talk about this on my show because someone could rip off my balls. Who would be close enough to German Bob to rip off his balls? Anyone? My co-host? Anyone? Bueller? No. This morning, my girlfriend wanted me to promise to look for a new job as soon as possible, because it really kills me. So I said, okay, I swear to look for a new job as soon as possible. I swear by... what could I swear? Your grandpa's life. I swear by your grandpa's life. Despite my knowledge, I found it quite amusing. She, of course, did not. Her grandpa died 1 week ago. Fuck my face, German Bob. That sucks, dude. Why? I don't get, like, why your girlfriend... I mean, I guess if you guys need money and you're just sitting around the house all day, but if you're doing stuff and you're well off or you're, you know, she's bringing home the beef, so to speak, then I don't see why it's such a big deal. Like, if you were working and didn't have all this debt, and I was like, I want to quit my job and start writing hip-hop even more and focus on podcasting and that, would you be like, you fucking swear to me that you're going to get a job as soon as possible?
Sure.
And what?
What?
Moving on. Thank you, German Bob. Did you know PayPal...
Yeah.
We all use PayPal, thejamhole.com/donate, or thejamhole.com/contest. We got quite a few entries today. All today. Like, they must have listened to an episode where you were like, fuck that, if we don't get this many, it's not going anywhere. Like,
well,
we got
seriously? Taking that iPod back puts me back in fucking bad graces with the goddamn owner of Anna's Pizza.
Taking
that back, I end up owing the owner $80 rather than his son owing me $20. So if I don't fucking make at least $80 off of that iPod, I'm not fucking giving it to anybody.
Yes, it is. I'm telling you, because you got it for fucking free in the first place, so it doesn't even fucking matter.
So you pay him $80.
It ain't my deal, dear.
It should be done and over with anyway. I let him use that thing for how fucking long?
Well, then tell him that. Anyway, so what we use PayPal for is the site and all that good stuff, and it's awesome. But this not so awesome. Did you guys know that PayPal, and I didn't even know this until, was this Burger?
I think so.
Yeah, we got in the StumbleUpon. If you guys ever, you know, have StumbleUpon.com accounts, you can definitely send us stuff there. PayPal adds new fees with no notice. That is notice.
No notice.
Last month, PayPal quietly began charging new fees to its customers who have personal accounts without actually notifying them of the change. The new fees apply to payments marked as goods or services. Such payments were previously free, but will now be charged a fee of about 2.9% plus 30 cents.
Excuse me.
Please.
We have the Ustream bot.
Oh, do we?
Yeah.
I'm on it.
Do it. We got a bot. I didn't know. Oh, I didn't even notice it until like just
good?
A second.
Are we good?
Shit, piss, cunt.
Yeah.
I got it. Woo!
How about you stay with us now, you stream bot? Maybe you have to have over 10 people. I don't know.
I have no fun.
Well, that's fine. You guys can all cuss now. Enjoy.
Yay for this one episode, so use it wisely.
Erato Toys says, I'm charging the Jam Hole a listener fee of $5 per month. Well, that's cool. You can take it out of the Jam Hole subscription fee of $20 per month.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm just kidding. ErotoToys.com, everyone, for all your dildo needs. So that's kind of fucked up. Such payments were free, 2.9% plus 30 cents. Where do you think they got? They're like, I want a percentage and I want 30 cents.
That's just some greedy fuck.
Is that all it is?
Yeah.
Doesn't PayPal or eBay own PayPal? Aren't they like the same company? Do you guys not make enough fucking money as is? Jesus fuck. When confronted, PayPal claimed the new fees had been announced in email, news articles, and PayPal's own blog. However, nay, they had not been, and that turned out to be completely untrue. The only thing mentioned in those announcements was PayPal's decision to allow its customers with premium accounts to make personal transfers for free. Huh. PayPal says, quote, we didn't want to make a huge formal communication out of this pricing change because we weren't really adding any fees, and we were hoping it would be a more useful experience for people, Charlotte Hill, PayPal's PR manager, said. We were hoping that you giving us even more money would be more useful experience for you guys. How's that feel? Giving us more money? Is that a good experience? Is that useful?
Well, depending if you're the
are you
PayPal?
That is beyond inexcusable. I fully agree, sir. When PayPal, or ma'am, as the case may be, you don't know. This
don't
might
know.
Be a female writing this article. Sue Walsh. It totally is. My bad, Sue.
how do you know? Is that what boy the, named Sue?
Is that what the SGU was talking about? when PayPal or any company makes a decision that is going to cost its customers money, the first thing they need to do is communicate this to those customers, right?
Right.
Like when gas prices go up, they don't just go up all of a sudden. You see all the things on the sign change. And then right. You know that is a communique to the customers. That's so silly. I don't know. It seems so petty. Like, why wouldn't they tell people, like, hey, we're charging you for this stuff that was free. So, good. I mean, they have to use it. PayPal is an industry standard, basically.
Wait. Nacho Macho or whatever. PayPal can suck a Kentucky Fried Chicken variety bucket of orca cock.
Nice.
That is very good.
Very colorful, my friend. Very good.
Like
you know,
we can curse again now because we can do this.
Isn't that great? You know, Nacho, if you came up here, you could do some stand-up at our thing.
That would be so
I'm
awesome.
Just saying. You make big bucks.
You get some Montana fans.
I know, being a stripper
they
guard.
They like big dudes out here, man.
Fucking A right,
fucking
Bubba.
A.
You're a stripper guard. Don't you make bank? Ask Jerry to loan you honey.
They do make bank. I remember I had my tip outs for the one bouncer we had was $15.
Yeah? How many strippers? Like 5 or 6? You're probably making 100 a night.
Dude, there's like at least 8 chicks there.
Red Fox says there's a gas station that sends tweets here when they're raising the price. That's
nice.
Kind of cool. Nacho says, if I wasn't so broke, I'd be there. I don't get paid shit. That sucks. Aww. I get payments via PayPal from my clients every month, and PayPal always takes a chunk for themselves. So, like, when you guys make a $5 donation at thejamhole.com/contest for this lovely 120-gig iPod, we don't get $5. We get, like, $4.39 or whatever
something.
The fuck. But now what they're saying is that you making the donation are going to get charged if it's for goods or services, and then PayPal will take more out of the actual donation itself or whatever.
That
they're getting money both ways now, basically.
That is so weird. That's retarded.
Ass to ass. PayPal is bisexual now. They're getting it from all sides. And that sucks because you know they're going to incorporate, or they probably have already, into all the eBay transactions. I bet that's where that 30 cents is for. They just played the number game. How many eBay transactions happen per day? Thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, perhaps millions? 30 cents per transaction, just like that, plus a 2.9% 3% which isn't much, but you calculate that on a per 100,000 per
fucking
million
scale, yeah, it's
a day.
Be big.
That's bank. That's like the whole everyone give us a dollar thing that we said back in like episode 20, a million
that
to one or whatever.
Totally,
that someone,
from you.
Well, we didn't have enough listeners to make it work, and that's
well, no,
that's fine.
But
and that idea has been around. That's what Keith said. It's been around forever. It started out with a college kid or a kid trying to get into college that was like, hey, I want as many people to give me just a dollar, and if a bunch of you do it, you know, I'll be rich. But I wish that would work now.
I know. We need to know
but
more
then
people.
It's not even a dollar. We're getting like 79 cents. You spent $1.30. We got 79 cents. How the fuck does that work, PayPal? You fucking slut.
I don't even know.
But we got to use it because it is cheaper than having your own merchant account and everything. I think they need to be charging people who send money via PayPal, not those who receive it. Well, I don't like it the one way, but I don't want you guys to get charged when you buy stuff. You know, that's like a sales tax, and we
yeah,
don't have that.
Retarded.
Did you guys know we don't have sales tax in Montana
yeah, hey,
either?
If it's 99 cents, it's not $1.06.
No,
it's 99 cents.
Fuck yeah!
That is so crazy.
I thought that was awesome when I
oh,
first
yeah,
moved
dude.
Up here. I came from California, like fucking 15 some odd years ago, and sales tax was at like 6 or 7 or 8%. I don't remember, but it was up there.
Yeah, ours was 7 cents on the dollar in Sarasota.
Yep, yep. It's crazy. Derek 420 says Delaware is the same way. Hey, are you the Derek that was like, are you guys still doing this podcast? Because it sucks now that Braden left. That wasn't my fault, if that was you. If not, then whatevs.
That, yeah, I don't. That was Braden's own little
this
thing.
Does taste really
away.
Fucking good. He says,
yep.
Yep, of course.
Oh, well then, I don't really like you then.
That's fine. Are you coming to the live show? Braden will be there. So, PayPal gets a good $50 or so a month in fees from me each month. Fees that come from money that I've earned, that Sue says here. So that's kind of fucked up, man. I didn't even know about that, but I don't really send money much. It's mostly receiving it. When that happens. All right, where is my friend Red Fox? Are you ready, Mia?
Are you ready, Mia?
So, he sent us in a story. When was it? After Friday's show? Saturday sometime? I'll tell you when it was.
Something like that.
It was August 8th, 2 days ago. So he says, Matt, this news story is really interesting, not only because of what happened, but because I know the doctor who's being accused. As you all know, if you listen to the show, that Red Fox works in a medical type of field, so that's kind of cool. It's always nice when you can have people that have something or know something more about the stories we read to, you know, talk about. He used to work at the hospital I work at and would come in very late at night to use the copy machine and the fax machine. He had this weird aura around him, and you knew something was up. If you don't mind, I'd like to talk about it on the show, just because I've had first-hand experience with the guy, Red Fox, and go. You know, I did do, while we're waiting for him, he's probably, yeah, what are you doing? So, I did a show once by myself, when I first got the first camera that we're using.
Oh, yeah?
Just to see, like, if I could do it, just for whatever, and it was, I think it was a Saturday show or something, but I did a whole fucking like hour and a half by myself.
Was it like a knockoff of Distorted View?
No, I didn't have any sound effects or nothing. It was just me straight fucking talking for an hour and a half.
Huh.
And interacting with the chat a lot. I did that.
Probably
yes.
Interacting with yourself.
And that I was jerking off during that. Yes, caller, you're live on the jam hole. Please, holla.
It's Red Fox.
Of course it is. What's up?
Not much.
So, this story, do you know what this one is called, Red Fox?
I don't remember the title of it. I don't have it up.
That's okay. Whit found competent. Excuse me. Competent to stand trial in wife slaying. So this guy killed his wife. He slayed her.
Yes.
Okay.
Should I like start from the beginning about how I know this guy? Or?
Yeah. Start it off.
Okay. So I work in medical records in a hospital, right? And
right.
I work second shift, and so I'm basically just filing papers and whatever, and this doctor would come in really late at night, like after the managers were gone, like 8 or 9 or even later.
Creepy.
And he'd use the copy machine. What's that?
I said creepy.
Yeah. Well, okay, he'd use the copy machine and fax machine really late at night, and it kind of creeped a bunch of people out.
So it wasn't during his shift or anything. Like, he would just come in, use the copier, and then leave.
Yeah, like 10 p.m.
That's creepy.
Most doctors came during, like, business hours.
Right.
So, you know, he's using the copy. Eventually, my boss caught on to this and is like, don't allow this doctor to come back because, I don't know, it had something to do with his license or something. I don't know the whole story about that. But, so he stopped coming in. Well, I was with my friends in the kind of like a bad area of Milwaukee at this thrift store. We were looking for fabric for a costume to make.
Are you telling me Milwaukee has ghettos?
Yes.
Wow.
We are actually the most segregated city in the country.
Is that because all the beer?
Yeah.
It's Milwaukee's best. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So I see him at this thrift store in like this shady area of town, you know, and it's like, so I kind of hide and I kind of explain to my friends who this guy is and like, we should try and stay away, don't let him see us and everything.
He looks pretty creepy, I got to say, by the picture.
Yeah.
And, we'll post this on the show notes after the episode, but creepy guy.
A year later, I go to work, and they're like, Dr. Woody killed his wife. And I was like, bah? Like, what?
You mean that creepy, weird guy? That's crazy.
So I guess it was something to do with his marriage. It was in the article what exactly happened, but it was like the weirdest thing ever, and everyone at work was talking about it because he would come into the department and he would, you know, it was just this creepy guy. And, you know, everyone was talking about it. And
you were like, this would be perfect for the jam hole.
Well, yeah. And so I go to my friends and I was like, remember creepy doctor guy? He killed his wife. And they bolted up. Like, what?
Oh, fuck.
So
does this happen?
Yeah, it's
like, does this happen quite a bit in Milwaukee there?
Not like high profile doctor stuff. And so this is what happened.
Like bums and shit.
What's that?
No, like bums and shit, not doctors.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So his wife works for the symphony choir. She's a singer. And I guess he had a confrontation with her in the parking garage, and that's when he did the deed, and then he just waited for the police and said, I know I killed her because I'm a doctor.
Did he? What? I'm a doctor. Time of death was like 3 hours ago. Oh, man.
He just stood there and waited. And so they were worried about his mental capacity, I guess.
Right.
And
logical next
step. So they did a psychological test to see if he was fit to stand trial, and I guess he is. But also his lawyer quit because he couldn't handle him. His lawyer said, screw you, like, you're weird. And
like
so
him.
Now they have to see if he can defend himself.
No shit. That's fucked up. Well, stay on the line and let me read through a bit of this. And
okay, yeah.
If you have anything to say, just let me know. So, a judge ruled Tuesday that Gerard Witt, who appeared in court wearing only a blue quilted schmuck and chained to a wheelchair, is competent to stand trial, like you just said, of course. So, does he always have a wheelchair, or is that just to trap him to keep
been,
him.
I think he got real frail in jail.
Yeah, I can see that. His like cheekbones are starting to get exposed and no one's home. Like you can look into his eyes like he's kind of just looking at the camera like she was such a bitch. Like his wife just sucked the life out of him or something, but
Yeah, it had to do with the money. If you read on, you can.
Okay. Dr. Wiz, completely and utterly incorrigible to me and my staff, his lawyer says here. This has been ongoing and its severity has crept up to such a point where there is no way we can continue to represent him if he is found to be competent. So they were just waiting on this.
Yeah, they just said, I bet if he was found to be incompetent, they would have stuck with him.
Right. But since he is, they're like, fuck this. During Tuesday's hearing, Conkle asked Boyle to continue representing Witt at least until he decides, probably on Thursday, whether to grant the motion to represent himself. So have they done that already then?
I don't know. That was the latest article from last week.
Oh, okay. So Witt says, I'm waiving my counsel. I don't intend to talk to Boyle at any point. Witt has been on suicide watch since his arrest. His cell at the county jail contains nothing but a bed. That's it? You just have to pee in the corner? That sucks.
I guess so.
Have you ever been to jail? That would be shitty for that. Fuck.
I know a good cellmate for him.
Yeah? I know a couple. Witt's ex-wife, Elizabeth Witt, was killed May 25th, 08, after performing with the Milwaukee Symphony. Police say they found him holding her body near a pool of blood. Witt quoted in a complaint, told the police, she's dead, I killed her. I'm a doctor. That's so fucked up. Like, I'm a doctor. I play a doctor. I know she's dead.
Jim.
I fucking killed her. I killed her. You could kill people good if you were a doctor. You'd be like, I know exactly what to do. That's about it. You can buy your freedom. You can buy your freedom by agreeing to separate on his terms. The final choice, he writes, is to continue just as you are doing now. Then, dear Elizabeth, I will be coming for you. I so solemnly swear by all that is dear to me, he writes. One day in the none-too-distant future, I will be walking up next to you, and there will be no time for regrets or promises of change. Count on it! That is epic. Holy shit. That's why I say now, make your loving farewells. There's no place on earth where I won't be able to find you, and I will, because it will be my only aim in life. Did you...
It's like evil scientist villain guy.
Yeah, did you ever, like, talk to him at all?
I just had, like, conversation, work-related stuff, like, where's the copier, where's the faxer, that's all, really.
Yeah, that's fucked up. Well, I appreciate you sending that in, thank you.
Yep, no problem.
All right, let's talk about Crazy Bush, holla back.
Yep.
MDS just told me he's gonna buy beer the entire time he's here.
Oh, yeah?
Woot!
Good
so
for
excited.
You.
I'm so excited.
Good for you. So, Bush...
Sorry, I was really excited.
No, that's awesome. I've
been sober for like weeks, so.
Aren't you gonna vomit if you drink beer?
No, I
is that
can,
all
can,
done? That's
yeah,
not...
I can totally have all beer right. now. I would really love beer right now.
Wow. So you know, every time stories like this come out, it's fantastic because everyone around here, well, a lot of people around here have those Bush Cheney stickers like shit like that. But it so. This comes out, I don't know how, I don't even know, this is, I'm stoned and this is crazy. Agog, I guess Agog and...
Agog?
Magog and Gog, okay, Magog. Check this out. My two friends, Magog,
uh-huh.
M-A-G-O-G, Magog,
Madog.
And Gog.
And Gog.
G-O-G, right?
Magog and God.
Magog. They're demons, I guess. Back in the biblical days, right? We had satanic demons and whatnot. Gog and Magog and Gog. So the reason we went to Iraq, apparently, was to thwart Gog and Magog their stuff. Like, we need to just...
What are you trying to say?
I'm telling you right now. That's what I said. We have to thwart...
Magog, thwart... God,
thwart Magog and Gog's things that they're doing, because it's bad stuff. He told the French president, in early 03, Iraq must be invaded to thwart Gog and Magog, the Bible's satanic agents of the apocalypse.
Okay.
That's it!
Wow.
That's why! I feel a lot better now.
You feel so much better now?
I mean, at least...
Now you know why we're over there?
Yeah, at least it's justified. I feel better.
All right.
And tomorrow
I'm... always has an answer.
I'm going to kill someone in the name of God.
Right.
And it's cool. Honest, this isn't a joke. Hold on. I take that back.
Magog.
I take that... I take that back, because this is actually not a joke. This is... Me and you.
Is this for real?
This is my serious face.
Serious
for
face?
For seriously. The President of the United States, that guy, remember? in a top secret phone call to a major European ally, asked for French troops to join American soldiers in attacking Iraq as a mission from God. Maybe people knew this. I didn't know that.
Like, I didn't
know that. Is
that
something everyone was like, yeah, duh, Matt. That's why.
I have no idea, dude. I don't know.
Oh, man. That is so horribly awful. Now out of office, Chirac recounts that the American leader appealed to their common faith, which Christianity, in parentheses, if you guys didn't know, FYI, Christianity is how we roll here. Gog and Magog, this is a quote, are at work in the Middle East. The biblical prophecies are being fulfilled. This confrontation is willed by God, who wants to use this conflict to erase his people's enemies before a new age begins. We're actually in a new age. Or, well, almost. We're almost there. Slowly but surely, we'll be there. This bizarre, seemingly deranged episode happened while the White House was assembling its coalition. Of the willing. To unleash the Iraq invasion. Chirac says he was boggled by Bush's... What? Boggled? Is that a word? Is that a word French presidents should be, like, I was boggled by Bush's call and wondered how someone could be so superficial and fanatical in their beliefs. Well, good for him.
Well, he was a president, right?
Punched him in the face and was like, I'm taking him anyway. Yeehaw! Bam, bam. All your troops. All your base. I make myself laugh sometimes.
I know.
In 2007, Dr. Romer recounted Bush's strange behavior in Lausanne University's review. Are we speaking French now?
No, you just can't read
anymore. A-L-L-E-Z is French, sucka. I know that. I took a year of French once in 7th grade.
MBS wants us to talk about anything other than Magog.
Okay, well, anyway, that's why we're there, so
go. He said to bring up the Danny beginnings, the early episodes of when you were talking about me.
What about them? They're in the forums.
I don't know.
Hasn't
yeah,
everyone
there's not
read
really
them?
Much to talk about.
If you, guys want to go back and listen to what I thought of her back when we first met, that
she's
wasn't
just weird.
That wasn't that long ago. I don't know why.
He's like, yeah, that girl with the Stewie hoodie all the time, and she has three nose piercings, and that's not even what makes her weird. She's just weird. She's always in the casino. Ugh, fucking weird. And I was the only one there without kids that was Braden was talking about. It was great.
Were we talking about weed earlier?
You're high.
Okay, well, speaking of weed.
On weed.
Speaking of weed, see how I did that? I got high on weed, and then I... Patrick
Swayze. Go
do
the laundry.
You know who else smokes weed? Patrick Swayze.
Oh, yeah?
My buddy.
Enlighten
good friend.
Me.
He lives here.
In the closet? With you?
No, not physically here, but in spirit, he's here. After finding it hard to eat and feeling so weak, Patrick Swayze is using marijuana as he battles aggressive pancreatic cancer. I'm sorry, that's really not funny. It has been claimed. Did you know he had cancer?
No.
I didn't know that. I just thought he retired and just, like, that's why we never saw him in anything else. What was the last movie he was in?
Not a fucking
clue.
Does
anyone know? Can anyone tell me? It wasn't Dirty Dancing. Wait, was it?
What?
Was that the last one?
Oh, my fuck.
According to the National Enquirer. Oh, this is a good source. Hey. This is a good source.
The Enquirer? Mm-hmm. Super good source.
Has found that he's 56, has found that smoking
wait,
pot.
Wait, Nacho Camacho says Patrick Blazy?
Absolutely. So that's pretty awesome. What else is happening? You know what else is? Check this out. Speaking of awesome, you know what else is awesome?
What?
Did you know? You know that Poker Face song, right?
Yes.
Do you remember? This is going to prove
us.
Hold on.
Face.
This is going to prove a very serious point that I've been making, you know, every now and then on this show. And this right here proves it. Do you remember? Let me take you back for a minute.
Candy's Girls likes Lady Gaga, too. So
okay, well, you're all going to love this. You're really going to enjoy this.
You're
going to
hate this.
Hold on. Stop me if you've heard this already. Do you remember back when you were like, hey, I want the Lady Gaga album. I think I like it. I want it. will you get it for me? And what did I say?
No.
And do you have it at to this point in time right now?
I'll get it.
You don't? No. No. I think
now that I know how to work your fucking torrents, I'll get it. Don't worry about it.
That's a cue. She has a penis, I guess.
Oh, the last movie was Donnie Darko.
Oh, are you serious?
Well, that's like the most recent one they spit out in the chat, and like
that's awesome. So. Is he for real though? Who was
I
that
don't know.
Burger? I would trust that information. So I didn't know that. Maybe people knew that, but she's a hermaphrodite. Is that true, or is this just
I have
like,
no idea. That's probably not true. It's just a rumor.
She has a penis. Because I looked at her Twitter once. Just I was curious, like, what does this lady, what could she possibly Twitter, right?
Yeah.
And she was Twittering things about hanging out with Nick Starr and that how he's, like, her new best friend and shit. And this is maybe why, because she has a penis. I think. I'm just
Wait,
saying.
Wait, what?
Have you ever read her Twitter?
No.
Okay, well, never mind. She has a penis. Are
she
we cool
not.
There? Are we cool at that point? It's just a rumor spreading on the internet, but I think it's true because it says here, she had a blog back in December. Have you ever read her blog?
No, I don't read anything about Lady Gaga, dude.
You wanted her
the one song,
you
and
wanted
I wanted
her
to hear the rest of the album. That's it. That's all I was in for.
Because
the one song was catchy. I wanted to hear the rest of it. That's all.
Okay. That's fine.
You get it?
Yeah, that's fine.
Cool.
She has a penis. It's not something, this is a quote, it's not something I'm ashamed of. Just isn't something that I go around telling everyone.
She's totally talking about something else.
I don't think so. I don't think so. Don't. All I'm saying, don't be surprised.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. It's not a big deal or anything, dude. She still has music and stuff. It's just, you know, people aren't going to just not like her anymore because she has a dick. Unless
no, that's
like,
cool.
Totally jerking off to her.
It's a whole nother crowd of people, though.
Oh,
I
yeah.
Think. I think it's cool that, like, the really conservative radio stations that are playing that are going to be like, oh.
We can't play that anymore.
Thank God. Do you know what else? I heard that homo that does that right round, right, Florida? What's his name?
Flowrider.
Florida, that guy. I heard he has a vagina. Bam. Like, right there.
I bet
there.
He does.
Can't play it anymore. Pull it. Fact. All right, I got one more story, and then we're probably going to get the fuck out of here, because you know what's on? Guess what's on after this show.
Oh, ow, oh, oh, oh! True Blood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
I'm excited, too, because I was
Is
so pissed
weird?
When it was
Hold
over
on.
Last week.
Is that weird? I'm enjoying that show. So, our
hey,
most
Hey, Erato Toys, don't talk shit about Justin Timberlake. Don't ruin my
Justin
dreams.
Justin Timbersnake. They're clever with the words tonight.
I know,
everyone
very.
In the chat.
Huh? Yeah, please don't ruin my dreams about Justin, okay?
Do you have dreams about Justin?
Sometimes.
Hold on. Tell us about your dreams you've been having lately.
I don't remember.
I'm
Do you
dead.
Remember what I told you?
Yeah, apparently I'm dead like 3 times, but I killed myself. Like, I killed myself, first of all. It wasn't you killing me.
Yeah.
With, what was it, an old TV or something like that? Nightmare on Elm Street clip where he does the TV in the head.
No,
I remember
I don't
you
remember.
Said. I remember you said something.
You killed
about
yourself
that.
With something.
It was a big TV. I thought you said. Anyway, not important. Our
I
most
don't
fucked up state.
I've been having some weird dreams lately.
Did MDS? I don't think MDS even sent this to us. You missed this Florida story, dude.
Aw.
This is so awesome. Maybe. Do you know why we might have missed this one from him?
Why
this might be him. Melbourne, Florida. Janet Schulte believed the man when he told her
Melbourne?
By phone. Melbourne.
Melbourne?
Melbro.
Why do you do that with Florida words?
It's a mannerism. Don't worry about it. I can't reach my bell. believed the man when he told her by phone that his 40-something disabled brother needed a caregiver who could bottle feed him and change his blank.
Diaper.
Diaper, absolutely. I have a 40-year-old brother in the
he has
closet.
He has to be bottle fed.
And his diapers need change.
Oh, that's cool. I can do that, dude.
You're 40. That's fine. He's disabled. it's okay. Disabled. Because he's disabled, that would make this okay.
Is he a quadriplegic? Because that's the only way you're getting off doing something like
that's
that.
That's the only way. What the Melbourne woman can't believe is that he committed no crime now that she said she has found out the situation was a charade. I almost said charade. It's a charade. That
like
the man,
sham.
The man and his brother, same dude. Does that blow your mind? Oh my god.
I just want you to wipe my butt.
That 40-year-old brother that's disabled and needs his diaper changed. Surprise!
MDS!
This guy! No, it's that guy!
it's that MDS! Guy. Both of them!
Oh, man. That's so fucking
Jesus,
awesome.
Man, if you want girls Psych. To wipe your butt, just go get a whore.
Psych.
They'll do that.
Biggest? That's amazing to me.
That's awesome.
Fooled you.
Yeah, it's my twin.
and better than that, same dude, he actually wasn't disabled. He was not disabled.
Well, obviously, if he's making this awesome plan to get bottle fed by some bitches well, and his ass wiped.
It could have been the same dude. Like, he's retarded, but he pretended to be normal.
No, dude, he's just got some sick fetish.
Right, no,
with
right.
CNAs and stuff.
No, yeah, absolutely. But I'm saying he could have pretended, and that would have been okay, but not if you're not disabled.
Is like, how did I become a part of this story? Because you are the guy in this
you're
story.
You're the guy. How old are you?
You are the
it's
double
40.
Dude in the story.
That's so crazy. investigators and prosecutors have refused to pursue charges, saying Schulte was paid and agreed to provide the care. Oops. She feels violated.
So I she did violated. Provide the care? That's so awesome.
I changed his diapers. I'm so violated.
She fucking fell for it.
That sucks.
She didn't realize that he's like, okay, I'm going to be gone.
I bet.
In like 5. So you go ahead and head over. After that,
there's probably videos of it on YouTube, and they're over millions of hits. Like, watch this stupid, crazy bitch change this dude's diapers. He's acting retarded. Guess what? He's not. He's
I know.
Cool.
It's so cool.
Oh, man.
This guy's actually kind of smart if you think about it.
Mm.
He's got some weird, sick fetish
if
like that. I mean,
he got away with it. I'll give him that. He,
and
whoa,
she got paid
got
for doing
it.
The job that she normally does.
Absolutely.
So what the fuck is she so
absolutely
feeling
she
weird about? Why is she feeling violated?
Because his diaper.
Because he knew better. Big fucking deal.
Because
dude,
he
you're
threw,
doing the same thing you would normally do with anyone else for any other job.
He threw poop at her.
Well, then.
That sucks.
Whatever.
Quote, I consented to change his diapers, but I legitimately thought this man needed help, she said, of course. How can that not be?
And I can poo in my pants.
That's not funny because people actually do that.
So that's but not it's, funny, it's, but you ding the bell.
No, it's funny because I ding the bell. Absolutely.
Matt!
How can that not be a crime for him to come into my house and expose himself with poop?
With poop?
Sergeant Dave.
I wonder if while he's sitting there pooping, he's like rubbing it in real good. You know,
just
she's gotta
like,
get in there.
Why are you always erect when I'm changing your shitty diapers?
I like your boobies.
Like poop. Sergeant Dave. I can't read this now. Sergeant David Marick, head of general crimes for the North Precinct of the Brevard County Sheriff's Office, brought her case to the state attorney's office, of course. Brought it in a big, smelly baggie full of poop. When prosecutors said there wasn't enough evidence, Marik said his office did more research to try to see what was violated. Like, he is going to find whatever it was. Tax evasion, murder, rape, I don't care. I'm going to find something. You're going in jail.
Okay.
No $200, no go. Jail.
So is that, like, illegal, then, to do that?
Well, the point of exposing yourself... I would have personally, if I was to do something like this, I mean, hypothetically, I would just have never acted normal. I would have feigned being retarded the whole time, right?
I could totally call someone for you and act like the caregiver and be like, dude, I have
help.
To get a job. I have to work for a little while. I don't
Montana,
have enough money.
Montana probably has a little different laws than
It'd be so cool. They'd come here and wipe your butt and I'd plant cams all over the place. It'd be so cool.
The sheriff said, quote, it's a weird case. It's really on a borderline possibility.
God.
Silly. Being a fraud. He's perpetrating something there because he's doing it under a false pretense. The deception began, she said, when she placed an ad online. Mistake one was what?
Posting the ad online.
Right, absolutely. Placing the ad online. Mistake one. You wonder.
Derek 420 says he needs manual release or he goes full retard.
That sometimes.
That could be it.
That you don't know. You don't know this guy.
He needs this.
If it's helping, that's fine. I'm okay with it. If it's helping, I'm okay with it. He told the man, Schulte, that a car accident left his brother with physical disabilities, including weak arms, poor bladder control, and to top it off, on top of weak arms and pissing yourself, the mental capacity of a 5-year-old.
Nice.
I'm 5. Goo goo gaga.
Not goo goo gaga. At 5.
At 5.
Like, I want are my they, crayons.
Are they talking at 5?
Dude, yeah.
Okay.
I had a rifle at 5. Come on.
Well, you came from Florida, so I believe that fully.
Hey.
he told her how an aunt and current caregiver had no patience for his shitty diapers. I have no patience for you. He offered her $600 a week to look after his brother. $600 a week. Would you change shitty diapers of a retard?
No.
Retard shitty diapers. No?
No.
Not at all.
No. You couldn't pay me $600 a week to be around a retard for that long. Sorry. They smell.
Hey.
They make funny faces all the time. They drool and they make weird noises. I'm good.
Better than taking calls at Teletech.
No.
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 5-year-old retards with shitty diapers.
I work.
That's what
in
Teletech
a nursing
is.
Home, dude.
5-year-old
no
retards,
way.
Shitty diapers. Teletech.
I will never.
That's their new tagline. 5-year-old shitty diapers.
I worked in a nursing home. Didn't like it, dude. No way.
I wouldn't believe you would.
I was just the janitor.
That's shitty.
Yeah.
So you got anything else before
no,
we get out?
No, I
here?
Think
I'm
Are
you ready to
good.
Watch True Blood?
I'm okay. Fucking ready to watch True Blood.
Thank
dude.
You, everyone. September 25th. Don't forget, we're going to do this. Well, it'll be kind of like this. It'll be a little different. But we're going to do something like this. September 25th.
Yeah, kind of.
At a pizza place.
You know what would be cool, though, is if...
That it's at a pizza place?
Well, no. If people fly in early that week or late and stay later the next week
yeah,
or whatever...
Yeah, no. I don't want anyone else coming up here that long.
Well, no. If people do, time. Like, MDSs, like, decide to go camping
you
and
guys
stuff
should
on his
all,
own shit...
Yeah, all of you come in, like, a week early, and we'll all go camping up in Glacier, and then we'll do the show.
It's just,
we'll
actually,
go.
I would like
no, I'm
to
not
be able
that.
To do a show here
Guess
at
what?
Home in our own studio
this
isn't with... MDS.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm
actually,
because sure
remember
do
in the
that.
Hotel, he's like,
yeah.
"Man, it'd be so cool to be in your regular studio."
You're gonna be here, our
yeah.
house,
our house, dude.
You're never gonna be able to listen to the show after that. You're just gonna be like, "You guys aren't that cool, really."
Yeah, really.
All you
we're
do
not.
Is argue.
Yeah, I know.
And fuck. You guys argue and fuck, and that's it. And there's no fucking food in this house.
Isn't it be so pissed?
Oh, it's
dude.
Awesome. You are gonna enjoy it. Maybe we'll go to the Blue and White and. Fucking
Erotic Toys
skeezy.
Says, can I rent the extra room?
Absolutely.
Hell yeah.
Fucking
get up here.
Everyone, bring it. Rent's fucking
cram
four.
As many people as you
on.
Can in there.
Rent's $420 a month. For $425 a month. Fucking split it up.
Yeah, split it
Here's
up.
Here's my $2 right here. All right.
Dude, you have mayonnaise? That's all I need. Mike, really? That's
we
disgusting.
Had, that's
I
all,
have mayonnaise.
That's all anyone needs. Leave us a message for Wednesday, show 406-204-4687, email info at thejamhole.com, thejamhole.com. This is our shit. I'm so tired. Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.